NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come to
Has anybody ever felt like the only reason you still here is by the grace of God? Come on.
Sitting here thinking about times I thought I wasn't gonna make it.
Times I should've been.
Times I should've been dead and gone, but God's all different.
But I'm still here.
But I'm still here. Yeah. All because of His goodness.
I'm a living witness.
I'm a living witness.
Yeah.
Miracles still fall from heaven.
'Cause He moves.
But you can put them together when I tell you, heavy load. Need 10 more people. Got a Holy Ghost that listen. Good God Almighty.
On a Monday!
On a Monday!
somebody wanna know about me, let me talk about my day. I'm on moody days up, let me talk about my day. Look a here, look a here, look a here, look a here. I believe I call that last day. I'm gonna call that last day. Good God Almighty, let me say this. Just let me say this. Good God Almighty, on a Sunday. Did you get rid of that heavy load? Somebody got rid of that heavy load. Won't you get your praise dance? Won't you get it right now? You got a praise dance. You got a praise dance. Get it on. Heavy. Anybody else got a praise dance? I know you have a praise dance. Get it on. You gotta get that praise dance on. Heavy. Good God. You got praise. You got a praise. You got praise. You got praise. Get it on right now. That praise.
We are right at the bottom of the hour. God bless you. That's the sounds of the late, great Mr. Joe Lagun and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world on this wonderful day as we give God the praise through songs and the Word of God. And thank all of you again for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One, going to be right here with you to 8 p.m. tonight, playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world. Look, for those of you, your very first time, you can catch the wave right here, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., simply by joining us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to our Facebook page at Smile On Me Too. That's all small caps, Smile On Me Too, or NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. All right, look, want to make a request? Then give us a call right here at 347-215-8049. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave.
They join in with creation, they proclaim how great you are. So now we join in with the angels and sing our adoration. We're singing proclaiming all your words. So now we join in with creation and sing our adoration. Our prayer is
never change. You never change. You never change. You never change. You never change. He who was and is to come. He who was and is to come. He is still good.
Up in the morning,
up in the morning,
I don't Bethlehem, not to Jesus. Hey, I wanna roll.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and that group there going down memory lane. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the sounds of the Davis sisters. You remember the Davis sisters, right? All right, well, that's the Davis sisters. Jesus made a way for me. I don't know about you, but he's already making a way for you. If he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you shelter to be able to rest and lie in your bed and food in your refrigerator, gave you the activities of your limbs to be able to breathe, to be able to sing and give God the praise. That's a blessing by itself. Isn't that right? God bless you again. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure as we approach right here at the top of the hour. Look, for those of you, if you would love to be on this broadcast, maybe want to play your song or your group on this radio network, well, feel free to give us a call at 347-215-8049. If you can't reach me there, you can reach me at our 24-hour hotline simply by dialing 919-443-5994. Again, our 24-hour hotline, that number is 919-443-5994. All right, well, look, it's that time. Look, many of you, it's time for that Christian workout. Are you ready to get started? The Christian workout. You know how we do it, right? You know, we get you opportunity to exercise a little bit. Maybe you haven't exercised, right? Maybe you did yesterday, but you need to do that exercise today, right? Well, we're going to get started, and we want you to prepare to get ready as we do our spiritual workout right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm going to give you time to get yourself together. Look, this is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord. That's to win souls for the glory of God. And many times when we get in competition, when we get in compromise, we get off focus, and we should stay focused. Huh? Am I right about it? And how many know as we stay focused, then God can direct our path, huh? All right. Well, are you ready to work out this spiritual workout? All right, well, let's get started. All right. Okay, let's get in position now. All right. Okay, we're going to start this morning with our arms up. Our arms straight up. All right, let's get them arms straight up in the air. Okay, now stretch them out to your side. Stretch them out as far as you can to the side and hold them out. Just stretch. Just keep scratching. Stretch, in, out. Stretch. Keep holding them out. Just stretch them. Get them loose. All right, let's get them back up. Up. Stretch. To the side, hold them out, up, to the side, hold them out, okay, let's follow the routine, up, out, you're looking good, come on, hold them out, stretch them, up, out, all right, come on, you're looking good, all right, up, out. Stretch. Come on, stretching. All right. Okay. As you hold your arms out, begin to rotate your fingers in and out, just like you're squeezing a ball, and open them back up. Go ahead. Keep squeezing like you're squeezing a ball, and open them back up with your arms straight out. Come on. You got to get that blood circulating. Come on. Let's get them out. Keep holding them arms out. I know they're getting tired. Hold them out. Oh, you're looking good. All right, now. All right, let's get them hands on them hips. We got to get some of this loose, right, you know, right around your waist. You know what I'm talking about, right? All right. Okay, we're going to get some jumping jacks today. All right? All right, hands on your hips. And you know how to do jumping jacks, right? All right, let's get started. Okay, jump, come on, jumping jack, up, down, those arms are going up and back down to your waist, up, down, come on, keep going, up, down, you're looking good, come on, keep it, you got it, come on, up, down, all right, let's get them legs going, come on, all right, let's rotate them legs, get them hands on them hips, and let's get that legs loose. All right, we're going to do the bicycle, right? You know how to do that, right? Okay. We're going to get them legs up, down. Let's start with the left, up, right, up, left, up, right, up, down. Come on, get them up high as you can. Come on, up, down. Come on, using them knees, up, down, all right, you're looking good, keep it going, come on, don't stop, oh yeah, I know you're getting tired, come on, loosen the muscles, Come on, Grandma. I see you. I see you, Granddad. Come on. You got to do it more often. Come on. All right. All right. Well, look. Come on. Keep it working. Keep it working. All right. We got about 2 more minutes here. Come on. There you go. All right. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. All right. Well, there you have it. The spiritual workout, and we're going to do it again and want you to be ready the next time, huh? Matter of fact, begin to do that every day. You'll feel a lot better, huh? I know that's right. All right. It's the spiritual workout right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. We are right at the top of the hour. You're catching the wave.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's not for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings. Blessings, blessings, oh, yeah. I see blessings, blessings,
not distant and cold. Your heart's not angry and closed. And even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us. You won't hold back when it comes to your children. You fiercely defend us till we stand delivered. You're fighting for us. Always fighting for us. You never close your eyes. Whatever war may rise, you're fighting for us. You move with holy rage in all your miraculous ways. We simply stand here amazed, cause you're fighting for us. You're fighting for us, always fighting for us. You won't back down facing armies of thousands. You speak one word and they scatter around us. You're fighting for us, always fighting for us.
together, tell me, says,
it's gonna be alright.
How many can be a witness that in the morning,
it's gonna be alright.
Oh, in the morning, you got to have the faith to believe.
Be right.
When you get out of your bed in the morning, everything is going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
Keep your hand in the Lord's hand.
It's going to be all right.
Keep your hand in Jesus' hand.
It's going to be all right.
And I want to let you know one thing.
It's going to be all right.
Hour. That's the sounds of Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas and those of you. It won't always be this way. You know, sometimes we get in situations and circumstances and we seem like we just want to give up. You know, you want to quit. You want to throw the towel in, as they say. But it's not going to always be this way. It's not going to always be that way. Because, you know, you got to understand something. That's why it's important to have faith. Because, look, it is impossible. It is impossible to please God without faith. That's why the word let us know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, look, those of you today, I know it seems like, well, you know, soon as you get out of one thing, then something else pops up. Soon as you get out of that, something else pops up. But I want you to know today, it's not going to always be that way. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulation. But the great thing to know that you have that relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher hand. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about having that relationship with Jesus Christ. And when you understand and know that the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you, that's what keeps you motivated. That's what keeps you ticking, because it was He that breathed breath into us to give us life, because He is the light of the world. Can I get a witness? You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, always my pleasure. Again, feel free to give us a call right here at 347-215-8049, or you can reach us at 919-443-5994. And you can catch the wave on our website at nfiradio.com or on Facebook simply by going to Smile On Me Too. All small caps, that's Smile On Me Too. Look, my pleasure. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music around the world right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You're catching the wave.
I had a dream one night. I
I dreamed that I went home to live with Jesus. Can I get a witness? And when I got that, one of the first faces that I saw was Mama's face. I began to sing a song that I never sung in my life. And my song said, "Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
I done made it over. But he wiped the
tears from my eyes.
Yes, he did, y'all. And I made it
over.
And I'm all right now. One more time. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
I done made it over. You know what? I got mistreated sometimes.
Hello.
Sometimes
I had to cry.
Is it anybody here?
I had to cry.
Ever had to cry sometimes?
I had to cry.
Sometimes enemies.
I had to cry.
How many of y'all like I got enemies?
I had to cry.
Sometimes enemies.
I had to cry.
Was all the way around me.
I had to cry.
But I kept on singing. How many of y'all ever have to cry sometimes? Won't your family make you cry sometimes? Won't your children make you cry sometimes? You buy them some Reeboks and they want some Nikes. Ain't that all right?
And gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music. Join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
Oh, ha! EC,
NHD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Well, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Come on, y'all, help me say. Yeah, he didn't have to do it, but he did. What did he do, y'all?
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 minutes, power of prayer. Let's go live. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Join us. Join us. Come a little closer. Come closer. Don't give the enemy any room. Cover your ground. I know you're covered under the blood, yes. Yes, I know you're covered under the blood. But we want to tear down every stronghold that the enemy tries to set in the midst of you. But we serve a mighty God today, and we serve a God that is a God of love, a God of healing, a God of deliverance. And he's
ready to set the captives free and to undo the heavy burdens, tear down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. So I want you to begin to just think of the goodness of Jesus, what he's done for you already this morning, this day, this very second. Just think of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe I heard somebody say hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Just think of the goodness of Jesus. And, you know, the word said laughter is like medicine. And when you think of how good God is, doesn't it make you smile to know that you have someone to love you and to embrace you and to give you a word that will bring life to in the midst of your situation? Yeah, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a loving God, powerful and mighty God. And I want you right now, I want you to join me as we go into prayer today. There are many are hurting and going through a situation where they don't know how they're going to make ends meet each week. And they are walking by faith. They're believing God by faith. And that's what we need today. We need an enhancement of our faith to act in the midst of all this turmoil and all this that we are facing and dealing with in the natural realm. But we have to remember the key is God is a spirit. He is a spirit. So in order for us to tap into the spirit realm, we gotta forget about ourselves and we gotta meditate upon him day and night, even in the midnight hours, even in our situation, even in our sickness, because God has all power in his hands. God, I thank you today. God, I thank you today. And as thou come, O God, embrace us right now, God. Wrap your arms around us in the name of Jesus, that we may feel a touch from you. Touch us right now, God, in the most inner parts of our belly. Touch us, oh God, right now. Touch our inward man, that we may be renewed daily. Separate us from all of those things that bring harm to our body. Remove it from us right now in the name of Jesus. Let the presence of your anointing flow in the midst of the people, that their ears shall hear what the Spirit has to say. Fill their cup, oh God, that it will run over into their families, into their friends, into the church, to the community. Let the love and the fellowship of you fall in thy presence, that they shall know the true meaning of love. For it starts at home and it spreads abroad. Holy Spirit, Lord, I rest thou hands in the presence of you, asking you to forgive us for any sin that we have committed, sins of commission and omission. For Father, you're worthy, God, and we surrender all to you. We own nothing. For we are not ourselves. It was you that made us, O God. And we acknowledge. Thank you for the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For this is the day that you have made, God. We're going to worship you, and we're going to exalt you. We're going to believe right now, God, in the midst of all that we hear, oh, the radio, oh, the media, oh, the television, we're going to believe the report of you, God. So our Father who is in heaven as it is on earth, move in the midst of this nation of the United States of America. Bring forth your hand that no one will not deny that you are a living God. For you have demonstrated unto the people that your Son died on the cross and was nailed in his hands and his feet, pierced in his side. And then he got up on the third day, and there are still atheists, and there are still those that don't want to receive him and accept him for who he is. So, Father, that lets us know that there are many out in the midst of others around this nation that have step out of the old man and have stepped into the newness of you, oh God. And they're still talking and bringing up their past as it did Jesus. But Father, Father, I'm reminded of Jesus on the cross. He asked you to forgive them, for they know not what they do. For it is a spirit that has caused their minds to be polluted. It's a spirit that caused their heart to be corrupt. It is a spirit that caused men to kill. It is a spirit in the midst that is tearing and breaking up homes. And Father, I bind those spirits right now. Each one right now that thou hast called out in the midst of you. For there is something that's going on in the spirit realm. And I believe today, God, that thou shalt understand each and every day that you will give us the wisdom and the knowledge to receive the spirit from you that will allow us to understand the wisdom and knowledge from on high that comes from you. Teach us, oh God, each and every day as thou walk. In the name of Jesus, let your spirit arise and the enemy be scattered. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge. We thank you, oh God, for life, health, and strength. We come against every demonic spirit that it tries to creep among the midst of those in their home, upon their children, upon that husband, upon that wife, upon that single man, upon that single woman. We rebuke the devil and send it back to the dry places. We speak to the spirit of man and woman, and we speak life to their spirit. We speak life to their spirit. We speak life to their soul, that they shall live and not die. They shall prosper and be in good health, even as thou so prosper. We speak life today in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, because they are covered under the blood from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, even to the marrow, going as under the marrow of the bones. Reach your hand in the midst of them right now. Touch their inward part. Touch their inward part. Fill them with the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost, that they shall receive in the name of Jesus. They shall receive an outburst like never before, that they shall be filled with the power of the anointing of you, O Lord. Embrace them right now. Anoint them right now. Let them see that you are who you are. Let them feel that who you are, that who you are. Let them receive an understanding in all thy ways, that they shall acknowledge you, that they shall worship you, that they shall arise and see the goodness that's on the outside. In the midst of this dying generation, in the midst of this confused generation, in the midst of this sinful nation, Father, I pray for every individual that's working in the government system. Father, I pray for every soldier that's out on the battlefield in the military, those that are at different bases. They're waiting and standing in arms and protecting this nation. And many times, God, we don't cover them. But Father, I pray that you cover each and every young boy, every young woman that is on the battlefield, those that are in the bases of the military, those that are in the correctional center, those that are in the rest home, those that are in the hospital. Thank you, God. This day shall be a day of restoration. This day shall be a day of peace. This day shall be a day of joy. This day shall be a day of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, God. Let them taste and see that the Lord thou God is good. And when they begin to taste and see that you are so good to us, that you fill us even in the midst when we don't have food on our table, that you fill us even in the midst when we don't have money in our pockets, that when you fill us even when the doctor says there's no hope, but there's something on the inside of us that you fill us with, and that is the embracing of your love. That is an embracing that we can trust you. That is the embracing that we know you. We know who you are through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the one that you gave up for all of us that we might have eternal life. Father, each and every day, each and every hour, each and every second, we take nothing for granted. We take every opportunity that even when we breathe, it comes from you and it's life. Thank you for every breath that we breathe. Thank you, God, for every opportunity that we can praise your name. Thank you, God, for the embracing of the Holy Spirit, that you have sealed us with the power from on high, that we can trust in you. Thank you, God. Let the mind of you fall upon us, that we can walk in truth. And as we walk in truth, we be set free. As we continually fellowship among one another, we be set free. As we continually read your word, we'll be set free. And as we continually understand your word, we'll be set free, Father. God, reveal to us in this day and time what the world sees on the outside in the natural. God, reveal to us what you are showing forth in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. I receive that from you, God. I receive it from your Son, Jesus Christ. We receive it from you, Father. We receive it from your Son, Jesus Christ. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives, oh God. Have your ways in our lives, oh God. that we be not tossed to and fro. The very craftiness of wind of doctoring. But we'll be steadfast and unmovable, abiding in your word, word of truth. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. There is an incitement in the air. There is a fragrance that is so much falling in the midst of the people that they don't see it. And it comes from you. It's a fragrance that no man can fulfill. But it is a fragrance that can heal. It is a fragrance that can deliver. It is a fragrance that can set the captives free. Bless those right now that are in the correctional center. Those inmates that are serving time for whatever they may have been in for. But I believe, God, that if they come to you in repentance, asking what must I do to be saved, allow no harm or danger to come upon them. Give them time, God, that they may come in repentance, asking what must I do to be saved, and asking for forgiveness, O Lord. I speak life to them today where others have been forgotten. I speak life to them today where others, they turned their back on. I speak life to them today where others, they look down on. I speak life to them today where others are homeless in the streets, have no shelter to lie down at night to sleep, no food to put on the table. I speak life to them today. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. For this is not a time to sit down. This is not a time to act. This is a time to move. This is a time to perform that God has given you, to stir up those gifts, to be able to operate in those gifts, be able to speak those things to be not as though they are, as the Spirit give utterance. I come against every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit that is battling against those right now, those intercessors right now, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, spirits. You have no authority over this network. You have no authority over the airways. I speak in the name of Jesus. I speak in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you now, spirit, to go back to where you came from, back to the pits of hell. For it is a delusion to attack the minds of the people, to make them think a lie than the truth. But I believe today by faith, I believe today the Son of God has all power in his hand. And there is nothing too hard for you, God. There is nothing too hard for you, God. For you have demonstrated and showed forth your power. And you are still showing forth your power right now. For somebody's being set free. Somebody's being healed. Somebody's being delivered. Somebody's being blessed. Somebody's getting the glory to you. So we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. For we love you, Lord. There's none like you. Thank you, God. Feed us, oh God, your word. And when we are fed with your word, God, let the comforter come. Let it come like never before upon us, oh God. Let it come that it will bring all things back to our remembrance, whatsoever we have need of. at that precise minute, at that precise second, at that precise hour, that we will begin to speak out of our mouth the words of God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Let the people be not distracted. Let them stay focused upon you. For you have the key to unlock every door. You have the key to undo the heavy burden. You have the key for every breakthrough that's needed right now. We trust you, Lord, in everything that we do. We trust you, God, even in the midst of the things that we don't even realize that we are blessed because of you. So we recognize who you are. You're the creator of this universe. You're Alpha Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. For the end is not yet. But you have told us after ye have suffered a while that you'll settle us. Peace come upon us, O God. Let peace come upon this nation. For there is a war in the government system. There is a war in the Congress. There is a war going on in Washington, D.C. But I bind every spirit that causes confusion among those in that group. I bind the spirit that causes separation among the Republican and the Democratic. I bind that spirit that causes hurt and bitterness among each and every person among this nation. I rebuke every lying spirit that utters out of the mouth of those in position. And I send it back now to the pits of hell from where it came from. I speak right now in the name of Jesus that they shall repent. They shall bow. They shall receive a word from you. That they shall turn away. Turn away. Turn away from their sinfulness behavior and come to you in repentance with love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you for those coming today. Wherever they are, let them come. Let them come to receive you as their Lord and Savior. Let them come. Wherever they are around the world, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, let them come. Let them come. Let them come. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you and we praise, for we love you. You are holy and we worship in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
You know, sometimes we measure our blessings in materialistic gains. But what about the blessings you can't see?
Every time I turn around, God is
here.
Oh, yeah.
He's blessing me.
Every time I turn around,
God is
oh yeah,
he's blessing me.
The things
over and over. He keeps on making a way for me. Thank you, Lord.
God is.
Ooh,
he's blessing me.
Yes, he is. I've been up and I've been down, but you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. But God is.
God is.
And I'm mighty grateful.
He's blessing me.
Yeah, yeah. Said he didn't have to save me, raise me. It's amazing. I know he's real. He didn't have to fill me, fill me. What should have killed me? I live and have to give me new mercies every single day. You told me what to do, and I chose to disobey. Thank you for your favor. I thank you for your grace. Lord, I want to take the time to say.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for, yes, another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you for being the same God today that he was on yesterday, for being the same God today that he is forevermore. He never, ever changes. He is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He is the God that created the heavens and the earth. He is the God that loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for all that he is doing, that he has looked beyond our faults and see that we have a need. I need my Heavenly Father each and every day, and I tell God thank you. I thank God for this brand new day that he has made, because it is he who knows everything. It is he that was in the beginning, not by himself, but his Son was there, and the Holy Ghost of God was there. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for all things, great and small. Father God, we thank you for being the God that is everything that we need you to be. We thank you for being the God that sent your only begotten Son in the name of Jesus to reconcile us back unto you. And I tell you, thank you, God. Thank you for being the God that forgives us for all of our sins. When we come to you and ask for your forgiveness, when we repent of our sins in the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, thank you for the storms that you have brought us through, dear God. Oh, Father God, whether they're spiritual or physical, God, I thank you for bringing us through in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask you to touch out in Hawaii, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, touch the families that's lost loved ones, God. Be the comforter in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are working hard to restore, God, give them your strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask you to provide, God, everything that's needed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak your salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that you gave another chance, I ask that you turn them unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you thank you for all things great and small. Father God, I ask that you touch, Heavenly Father, mend the broken hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. Touch throughout the land in the name of Jesus, that you get all the glory, God. Give them your heart, give them your mind, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I tell you thank you. Touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up married couples to you, God. In the name of Jesus, I lift them up, see, God. And I ask that you be in the midst in the name of Jesus, that you save, that you sanctify, holy in the name of Jesus. Draw them together in oneness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you. Touch, God, our children as and their children and their children, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I ask that you break those generational curses, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you for all that you are doing in your Son Jesus' name. We ask, trusting and believe in you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. Were it not for God, who was on my side, and not only is he on my side, but your side. If you are a true believer, if you love him and you are serving him, he said that we can cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for us. And I tell God, thank you. And he also said in his word, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. And I tell God, thank you for being the God that I know is there all the time. He may not do the things that I want, but I know that when his will is done, it is done well. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us as we give God glory for all that he is doing. We want to thank Pastor Atkinson and Atkinson Temple of Ministries for coming on this past Sunday to help us celebrate our usher's anniversary. I tell God, thank you for the move of the Holy Ghost of God in the house. I thank God for all things great and small. And on next Thursday, Minister Margaret Watkins will be coming to join us. She will be my guest. She is the author of the book, My Moments with God. And we're inviting her to come and talk with us and let us know what her book is about. And we ask you to join in, because when God has ordained a work for him, that he gets all of the glory, it will be a blessing. And that's Minister Margaret Watkins next Thursday when we come on at 1 o'clock p.m. And on August the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m., Christian Life will be having our Jesus Said service. We're going to have different speakers coming, and they're going to be speaking on the word of God that Jesus spoke. And one thing that I love about when Jesus spoke, he spoke with truth. He spoke with authority, and he spoke and did what his Father said to do. But we ask you to join us on next Friday night, this August the 25th at 7 o'clock. That God gets all of the glory from what his Son Jesus spoke. And we know that his Son came to do a work for his Father. And we invite you to join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin, pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. We ask you to join us as he come on Tuesday mornings at 9:30. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays, it's yours truly, and on Thursdays. And if God has a word and you have a book that you would like to put out there, let me know. Because, see, it's not about me, but I want God to get all of the glory. That he and his name be uplifted and magnified. I tell God thank you. As we come back on today, we'll begin to talk about our Savior. I tell God thank you for him being our Savior. And when we look at Savior, we have all we see S-A-V. When we look at the word S-A-V-E, we know that the E is silent and it's S-A-V and it says save. When we look at our Savior, that's a clear indicator that he's one that comes as our deliverer. He's one that saves. And I tell God thank you. He's the one that come to our rescue when we need to be rescued. When we're going through our trials and our tests, guess who's there to save us from the weapons of the enemy? I tell God thank you. As we look at our Savior and who he is, I know for surety that Jesus is my Savior, that he was one that came to save me, to save you, to save the whole world if they desire to have a relationship with Jesus. When we look at him being our Savior, he's the one that come to our rescue. And as he come to our rescue, being the Almighty God, being God's son Jesus that he sent to redeem us back to the Father, he keeps the hedges around us, covering us with his blood so that the enemy can't attack. Yes, our trials and our tests come, but that helps our faith to grow when we know that Jesus is keeping us in the name of Jesus. When we talk about Jesus coming to our rescue, we know that he rescued us from a lot of things and stuff that's not like him. But what is all so important? What does he rescue us for? When he has a work for us to do, he come to our rescue. That lets me know that I got a work to do. I got to be obedient to our Heavenly Father. When we look at Jesus as our Savior, we got to know that there are times when we have sinned and we sinned against God, didn't do what he said to do. We were disobedient. We separated ourselves from God. He didn't do it. He said, I would never, ever leave you or forsake you. But we have stepped away from him so many times in our lives. And when we step away from him and we are disobedient and we walk in sin, we know that sin produces death. And when we step away from God and we walk in sin, we're being disobedient. And we don't have eternal life. The only way we can have eternal life is to have that relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And when we walk in sin, yes, God has the right to punish us because we are being disobedient to his word. But when we walk in righteousness, and we serve the true and living God, and we accept him as our Savior, he will deliver us from sin. One thing that I do know, if we are enslaved by sin and we're just in it and we're doing everything that don't agree with God, we won't achieve holiness in our lives. But the Word of God tells us that we got to turn from our wicked ways. When we turn from our wicked ways and turn unto God, he will heal our land. And when I say heal, I ain't talking about the dirt in the yard. I'm talking about our souls. He will draw us nigh unto him. We got to repent of our sins. We got to confess our sins. We got to believe that God sent his only begotten son, Jesus. We got to believe that he went on the cross for us. As we go on this journey, serving God and trusting him, we got to turn from sin and turn unto the Holy God. As we get back into our teaching, we look at God's Son, Jesus. As he is holy, he is the one that is perfect, and he never, ever sinned. He lived a righteous life. Yes, he did. He didn't be holy one day and sinful the next day, but he was born holy. He was born righteous. He knew no sin. But he loved us so much, he went on the cross for all mankind. He did not deserve to die. No, he didn't. But he loved us so much that he went on the cross for mankind. Because he is the holy God, he take and took on our sin. If we look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, the Word of God says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." He loved us so much that he took on our sin. Someone who never sinned, knew none, but he took on our sin. And as he took on our sin, he was and is still that spotless Lamb of God. And as he took on our sin upon himself, he didn't do it to get attention. He did it because he loved. He became an offering for our sins when he went on the cross. He took our punishment when he went on the cross. And I tell God, thank you. And when he went on the cross, he made it possible for God to forgive sinners, those who sinned and did what Satan said to do, those that follow Satan, those of us who were liars, who were hypocrites, those of us who were disobedient. God's Son, Jesus, was the one that made it possible for God to forgive us. And I tell God, thank you. And the Word of God let us know that as he forgave, we gotta forgive. I tell God, thank you. You ever said, I'm gonna forgive, but I ain't gonna forget what you did to me. I'm not gonna forget what you said to me. But I tell God, thank you, that Jesus in his word said, as far as the east is from the west, he will throw our sins. And we know that the east and the west are never touched. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus being the forgiving God and for God being the forgiving God. Had they not forgiven us, we wouldn't have been drawn near to him. I thank God for his son Jesus coming, going on the cross and standing in the gap and taking on our sin so that we might have the righteousness of God. Could nobody else do what God's son Jesus did? And I tell God, thank you, because he loved so much, he came to save us from our sins. Because he is our Savior, he came to our rescue. He brought us out of harm's way into the righteousness of God. As he brought us into the righteousness of God that was in him. And see, it wasn't ours, but it was his righteousness. Someone who lived a perfect life, didn't know no sin. But he died for us. And I tell God, thank you for the love that he gave. And as he chose to die on the cross for us, he didn't have a select few, but he died for all mankind, paying the price for our sins. Because see, he never ever sinned. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. I tell God, thank you. The word of God say, who his own self bear our sins and his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. I thank God for his son Jesus, that Christ bore our sins on the cross. He became a substitute by taking our sin upon himself. I tell God, thank you. Couldn't nobody else do that. He was our Savior because of what he did. We have the right to righteousness through him. I tell God, thank you. As he went on the cross, it was his death that separated sin from us. That's why you got to choose to serve the true and living God. I tell God, thank you, that as he went on the cross and separated sin from us, it separated guilt from us of what we did. That's why when we repent, it's important that you repent and confess your sins and truly be godly sorry. I tell God, thank you for his son, because he did what no man could do. And listen to this. By his death, Christ removed our guilt and the punishment for our sins. Nobody else could do that. And by him doing that, it opened up a way whereby we might justly return unto God. And I tell God, thank you. Could nobody do what Jesus did? And as he went on the cross for us, we were able to return unto God. We received his grace to live righteously before God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. This is an everyday journey. We can't just live holy and serve Him on Sunday, Bible study and special occasion, but this is an everyday journey. I tell God thank you because He is my Savior. Might not be no one else around, but I can call on the name of Jesus. You can call on the name of Jesus, and He will come to our rescue. When we call on the name Jesus, and the word talks about, by His stripes we were healed. We're not healed physically, but He's talking about being healed so that we will have all of the benefits of salvation. I tell God thank you for His Son Jesus being our Savior. And He went in the grave. Yes, He did. And He stayed there for 3 days. And as He stayed there, He was letting Satan know that He was victorious. What you mean He was victorious? He was victorious because He said He was coming back. And He didn't lie. On the third day, He rose. And I tell God, thank you. And as we live in this season, He said when He went away, He was coming back to receive us unto Himself. And in this season that we're living in, as the righteousness of God resides on the inside of you, because of His death and His resurrection, if you trust in Him, you have eternal life. If you have faith in Him, you have the right to eternal life. As you trust Him with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, then Jesus becomes your Savior. He's the one that has come to your rescue. He is the one that covers us with His blood. As He is our Savior, He was the one that stood on the cross for us. Nobody else could do it. As you serve Him and trust Him with your whole heart, you are obedient to the Word of God. He will save you from sin. And as we walk this journey each and every day, trusting the Holy God, we can walk victorious in His name, because as we do a work for Him, we have the right to eternal life. The Word of God tells us to die in God is gain. And I tell God thank you. When He come back to claim His church, the dead in Christ shall rise first. If you didn't die in God, you will not rise. In the name of Jesus, you won't get to come back with your Savior. I tell God thank you. And those who are still living is going to be changed at a twinkling of an eye. And I tell God thank you. But you got to be walking in righteousness and serving the true and living God. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? When Jesus is your Savior, we live here in this world. But we are not worldly. We don't do the sinful things. Why? Because our Savior, Jesus Christ, went on the cross for us. And as he went on the cross for us, and he died that we might have the right to the tree of life, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. One last scripture, 1 John 2:2. The word of God say, and he is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. A clear indicator that Jesus came that we all might have a Savior. But you got to choose to serve him. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for.
You've been abused.
Sit down.
And I know you've been
called. Sit down.
I worship. I'm here to worship. Are you ready for an encounter in the presence of God? Can we just lift our hands in this moment and just begin to declare, God, that your name is higher than any other name. There's no name higher than the name of Jesus. We've come to declare that. So we're just going to open up with this song right now that just declares the greatness of the name of Jesus, that all other names would fade away, that your name would be lifted high, glorified, God. We thank you for who you are. Can we just let our worship fill this room? God, we thank you for who you are tonight in our lives. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, God. We're grateful. Our hearts are overflowing with gratitude for who you are and everything that you've done in our lives, God. We'll bless you tonight. We'll bless you tonight, Lord, for who you are. We'll bless you tonight for who you are, Lord. You're everything to us, Jesus. Everything to us, Lord. Everything, 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 oh, yeah. Hands up, hearts open.
We lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high. Can you lift your voice and say, we lift you high. Tell them, God, we've come to lift you up. We lift you high. Oh, we lift you high. Sing it again. We lift you high. Oh, every other name can fade away. Your name is great. And your name is strong. Your name is higher. We lift you high.
The Lord. But let me
tell you what I did. I tried to do things on my own. But everything I tried to do just didn't. Go right. So I went down on my knees and said, Lord, I just
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart realm, the soul realm, the mind realm is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot, overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say, yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Hurt
me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we got to get on our knees and just say, God, rescue me from myself. The best is still yet to come for you. This is your exodus starting right now at this very moment. This is it. This is it. One more time, choir. One more time. This is. Take it up there. This is. If you know it. Here we go. This is.
Lord, I thank you. You gave me tears at the chance.
Lord.